Childhood is the best time of each child where we grow up and make fun memories. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Today's episode is titled Childhood. Childhood means simplicity, looking at the world with a child's eye. It is very beautiful. I would say that most of the people around the world have a good, sweet memory of their childhood, because playing is often talked about as if we are relieving from something serious or something that we were learning which was very serious. But for children, playing is a serious learning. Playing is really the work of a childhood. One of the luckiest things that I can think of that people have is a happy childhood. As it is not everyone who has a good childhood. I'm not talking about those people who would fare their lives to being boring. If they had a good childhood, even if it's a boring childhood, they made their memories. But I'm looking particularly at children in a country where there is a war taking place. There's a war taking place, and at the most of the time, it's the children who suffer to have a childhood. As this element becomes a very expensive thing, or an expensive part of their life, they can't afford to have a childhood. The children will always be in fear instead of being happy, as they are creating good memories. But no, instead of creating good memories, those children will always be hiding and having bad memories which will haunt them until they are adults. Some children don't even have a childhood because the war stole their time to be playing like other children in some parts of the world. We should make sure that all kids have a chance to create their childhood, because those kids never chose to be born at a time where the country of birth is at war. It is said that we never choose where to be born. We don't choose the time to be born. We don't choose the family which we want to be born in. We don't certainly choose the time of our upbringing, but what we should have as children is a chance to be given a time to create our childhood memories. Children who come from a country where there is a war, those children sometimes think that the whole world is going through a war, or the whole world is battling each other, because the gun sounds, the bombs, the missiles have become a normal event of their lives. So they think that if they step out of their countries, they are also going to find people hiding or people living in fear, where in some instance, when we take those children out of such a country, it becomes a new event for them, a new scenario, to start to live in peace with no bombs, with no gun sounds going off most of the times, or missiles being dropped and everything being turned into rubble. Schools also help to build a better childhood, as this is where children make friends and play a lot of games at schools. The chances that a child from a warring country will not be able to participate or go to school, the chances become very high, because in recent times we have seen schools being bombed. And instead of children learning in school facilities, the proper facilities, sometimes they end up learning under a tree. Sometimes they end up learning under what has remained of the school. No playing, no playground. Playground seems to have been destroyed. And as always, if the innocent people who paid the price, and most of the time, it's also the children who pay the price, as their childhood becomes just full of fear and not knowing how the future will be like. Children in warring countries, they often have difficulties in sleeping. It's because fear has crept up, and for them to sleep, it just seems like a hard activity to conduct. It's not because sleeping is a hard activity, but it's because since the events of bombings and gunshots and attacks is a normal event which takes place on a daily basis in their lives, they might be scared. What if their homes gets bombed or get attacked during the battle? So children should not have a childhood where the child keeps on moving from one home to another as a result of the homes being destroyed during a war. The world should sit down, come up with a strategy, make sure that each child gets a decent childhood, make sure that negotiating becomes the order of the day. We can't keep on having wars and disrupting childhoods where we go each and every time. Because if you had a childhood which makes you smile when you think about it, we should also consider making sure that each child around the world has a childhood which he or she will be proud to look at and say, those were the good old days where I enjoyed and I had a lot of laughters playing in the puddle of mud when it has been a rainy day or a rainy time afterwards. We should, all children, even in the places where it's peaceful, we should allow children to move out and play outside and stop giving them video games and all and feed them with cell phones and everything at a young age. Encourage your children to go outside and play in the grass, run in the sun, run around, make sure that they sweat, they play, they enjoy everything. They make friends, they place different kinds of games together, creating different memories. Encourage the child to go and play outside. Sometimes even when it's just finished raining, let them play outside. Make them enjoy their time being a child, because we all know that growing up is just a huge activity full of responsibilities. Let us try to make sure that all children get a better childhood, because there is always one moment in that childhood when the door opens and lets in the future, as this moment will mark the end of the childhood as it would be time to grow up and start to do what grown-ups do, which is taking responsibility or having to start to be more wider and more intelligent and taking small decisions at a small basis. Childhood should be carefree, playing in the sun, not living in a nightmare in the darkness of the soul. Yes, it should be playing in the sun, running around, having the best time of your life, enjoying, avoiding paying bills. That's the best time of a childhood. You just demand, they provide what you want during your childhood. They buy you toys, they give you everything. Life is very nice at that time, because I also remember the time when I was through my childhood with less worries and less care about the world. The only thing I just had was happiness, smiles, playing all day long, playing from the morning until the sun dips, being called and being told it's bath time. That's what childhood is all about. Just playing and laughing the whole day. Sometimes when you're playing, you even forget you have to eat during the day. You just play and keep on playing until the sun goes down. Because that's the best time of life. You're just playing and enjoying yourself and having the best time of your life as a child. Childhood dreams are forever stuffed in our souls. Take them out and play sometimes. All children should have such dreams in their souls, where they could look back and say, yes, I just wish I could play again. I just wish I could meet up with my friends and play. Because childhood friends are irreplaceable, because they are part of the sweet memories. Because childhood memories are the sweetest memories of the past, which all children should have an experience of. So I urge all of us to try to make sure that we get children to play outside. We can't lock kids in the whole day, give them PlayStations, give them Xboxes, and give them smartphones for them to play on. That's not the same childhood which our fathers and mothers had and our grannies had, of them playing outside and enjoying their time and running around, pushing tires and being happy. That's the childhood which we should install and give our children. Let them play sports outside, let them run and participate and be lively as a child, smiling outside and making sure that when they wake up, they just want to play and keep on playing. Even when it gets to night, they just wish of playing, which will make their sleeping more enjoyable. Because if they are tired when they sleep, they won't remember anything. This is why sometimes childhood is being referred to being a drunk person. Because at some moment, you don't remember what happens, but everyone does remember how you played and what happened. So a childhood should be full of joy, not full of hiding and fear. Childhood should be a time when we all look back and say, yes, that's what a childhood is like. We had a lot of fun back in those days. I'm JB State, author of a book titled Pieces of Life, which aims to motivate readers to connect to their destinies. It has 6 chapters, and today's title, I will just refer it to the last one, to the last chapter, not to the today's title, I will refer it to the last chapter of happiness. Childhood is just full of happiness from my point of view. Nothing will ever go wrong in a childhood. Everything is just nice. It's the time where we play out loud, we enjoy, we laugh out loud, and we make sure that each and every day is worthwhile. Even if it's a Sunday, even if it's a Monday, even if it's a Friday. Childhood times are always filled with happiness and fun. So childhood is just happiness. Happiness and happiness and a lot of happiness. Pieces of Life can be ordered from sharabbooks.com, and you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram as JB State, and even on Twitter as JB State 2. I'm also a co-author of a book titled Open Words from Close Hearts. This is a poetic book filled of different poems from different poets from different parts of the world. It's found on Amazon.in, Amazon Kindle, and it's also on #publishers.com, and also just take time and listen to Ocean Radio. They try to play all music from the different parts of the world. So never be scared. Just send in a music request and they will play your song on the station. OchunRadio.ca. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.